Roll with the Flow Radio.
DJ SC.
And Ricks.
Roll with the Flow Radio.
DJ AC.
Wooks.
Speak up.
Wooks.
Say it with your chest.
Wooks.
Thank you.
I don't like when people talk like this with soft voices and you can't really hear them. So then it just gets annoying. So then guess what? You speak up.
Because if you talk, that's a good topic for today. Whoa, I had another idea, but this is actually even better than I thought. Talking with a little voice. And where does that get you in life?
Oh, talking with a small voice?
Yeah.
It gets you nowhere.
Yeah. Or it does get you somewhere.
Hey, stop it.
You know where it gets you?
The road to living on the streets.
The road to where?
The streets.
The road to where?
The streets.
The road to homelessness. Okay? Because guess what? Or working a 9-to-5 job that you hate. Not saying there's anything wrong with a 9-to-5 job. There's some really great 9-to-5 jobs out there they can definitely get. But one that you don't like, let's say you're working at McDonald's the whole time, right? And then you're working there. You have a soft voice.
How can I help you?
Customers are going to go disrespect you all the time.
Yes, they are.
Talk about it.
They're literally just going to disrespect you because, like, I personally don't like people with a soft voice. I mean, I guess if you naturally have a soft voice, I guess that's okay. But when you're
It's not a problem. But you got to be able to speak with confidence with that soft voice. Be like, hey, girl, this is what's going on. Because I got something going on with me. And if you got a problem with it, you better deal with it. Like, see, that's a soft voice. But you got to have that
confidence
behind
it. If you have, like, a weakness behind you and, like, you're scared or whatever, that people are going to take advantage of you and people are not going to, like, respect that.
You're not going to get no respect.
Yeah, I think that it's actually a very bad trait to be shy.
It is.
I used to be shy. Because I used to, like, not really talk to anybody. I would, like, I don't know, I just didn't talk to anybody. And then I broke out of that shell because, you know, now I'm just, like, a loudmouth. I don't know, I just became outgoing. I don't know how it hit me. It just hit me like a train, you know? I don't know. It just hit me. I was like, I don't know how I broke out of it, but I did.
That's anyways, very interesting.
But I was very uncomfortable around people when I was shy, and it didn't feel good. And people would be like, "Oh, she." And when someone would be like, "Oh, look, she actually can talk." When I would talk, it was kind of, I didn't like it, and then I just broke out of my shyness.
Yeah. So it's not a problem if you don't want to talk. You don't have to talk. You know, if you don't like someone, you don't have to talk to them because you're not being shy. You're just being strong. You know what I mean? You're not wasting your energy on somebody who doesn't deserve it. You know what I mean? So, Wooks, what do you think about, you know, using soft voices, being shy, etc.?
Wow.
She has
one. What?
Talk, Wooks. Come on. We're not judging you or being rude to you. We just want to hear what you got to say. This is your radio show, not just our radio show.
Okay, yes. So, wait, what was the question again?
How do you feel about being shy, about people being shy, having soft voices? How do you think that correlates in today's world, and how would they be treated? And what can they do to fix it?
Well, what they can do is be strong, and they could, you know, do stuff and just actually talk to people instead of being shy.
I got an idea, too. There's this exercise that really helps with shy people, right? You put your head back like this. Okay, my head, like, you put your head back, you stand up, and go, ha!
I'm pretty sure.
And you just keep doing that, and then eventually you'll be, it'll help you with your shyness. But you can't do that in front of everyone, or else they're gonna think you're some demon possessed weirdo running the streets. So definitely do that, like, in a basement where people can't hear you, or else it's not gonna end good for you. So.
But you did it not in the basement.
It doesn't matter. I did it one time. You're supposed to continuously do it. You go, ah! Whatever, however way you want to say it. I had a real crack in my voice right there. That means my voice might get deeper, which is one of the things that I really want to happen. Get happen, because the thing is, my voice is not deep. It's like squeaky deep, and I don't know what I can do. Because there was this kid last year that I was friends with, and then his voice, like, everyone says that we're like, we look like brothers or whatever, and he got a deeper voice than me now. He used to have a squeaky voice. Ooh. I'm not saying his name on camera.
Food letter.
Don't repeat it, DJ AC. Talk to the mooks.
Talk to who?
Wait, really?
Yeah. And now he got a deeper voice than me, and it's pretty crazy because I'm just like...
Well, I guess people can have...
Because he was young. He's younger than me. He's going, I'm like, what? You can't talk that deep. You're not supposed to talk that deep. You're a little boy. You're a little boy. You know what I mean? You don't talk like that to me. I don't care what kind of puberty you're going through. Yeah. You're talking like... No. You talk normal because it's freaking me out. Little boy. All right.
Okay. So I guess like younger... He's like scared of people like my age growing. Like I have a friend, you know... Anyways, not so I'm talking about her. But, like, there's, like...
I don't want her taller than me. Because if you're going to go bring this up. Because, look. She got a friend that's a giant, right? Literally. I grew up with her. She grew up with her. She's, like, my little sister. Right? The thing is, she keeps growing and growing and growing. She's almost my height. Next time, we've been in quarantine. If she's taller than me, that's it. I'm taking growth hormones. I don't care how much pimples I get. I might shoot as long as I shoot up like a weed. I need something, okay? I might even need some weed just to go pluck up out of the yard. This is a family channel. Because no, that definitely like helps with...
He's like scared of him growing taller. And I don't think he's going to grow taller.
He got
like,
some short parents. So, but the thing is, he grew. He got a little growth spur. And it kind of freaked me out. I can't let these kids get taller than me. You know what I mean? When these kids, like Wooks is really tall for her age. If Wooks gets taller than me, that's it.
I mean, I get taller than you.
He's not even worried about me getting taller than him.
Cause you haven't grown in the last year, so you might have like a growth spurt of like an inch, but you don't got much on you. Cause you do gymnastics too. You're always pounding on those knees. So, Wooks is
7.
Wow, he's 7. Wow, you're tall. For a minute, I thought you were 9.
She's like a giant. She's literally like 4'10". Not even kidding you.
But I'll tell you.
She's like 4'10".
She's literally pretty much my height. It's not even...
It's pretty scary. No, she's
probably like almost 5 feet. I'm not kidding. Like 4'11".
So it's pretty scary that she's that tall because she's the little one of the family. How does it feel being so tall?
I don't know how tall this kid is. Well, like sometimes I will just wake up in the morning and I'm just like, wow. Am I actually this tall?
You know what? She's like... literally gonna be taller than me. I don't even know. When she's like 10, maybe even 9. I'm like...
Well, I did have a friend that grew super fast, was taller than everyone forever. She was a giant, literally. She always made fun of me.
Well, that's because she's older than you.
By a year, doesn't matter. Hey, stop whispering. We don't need this. We don't need names revealed on this thing. We're not giving out any free clout.
He had a deeper voice than me. Oh my God.
It's pretty scary. Okay. And then she was taller than me forever, right? And then, you know, and then she stopped growing at 12 or 13. 12 or 13. And she never grew ever since. I think she was like 12 when she stopped growing.
She's like 5'7".
And she's like 5'7". Imagine being 5'7 at 12 years old. Giant.
If you're a boy, then you're fine.
Yeah. Still, even as a boy being 12, that's too giant. That's too tall.
Too big. You know, they're like 6 feet, 12-year-olds.
Well, you know what? Those 12-year-olds eat. Okay, this is the thing about America. If you're listening from all those different countries, because we know we got people from all over the world listening to our podcast. So this is the thing about America. People juice their kids up on McDonald's and chips. Okay, especially down there in the state of Georgia. Oh my goodness, those kids. I literally walked, right? I was walking down. I felt like the shortest person. Is 5'10 considered a midget?
5'10 is short.
5'10 is not considered a midget, though. Okay,
there's I felt girls, like a that's midget. Like 6'4 over there.
6'4 giants, tree toppers.
That's an average height.
Tree toppers.
I mean, if you go to where we live, it's like
everyone's short.
Everyone's short.
Everyone's short. There's nothing, like, I feel taller on you. Everyone's like, oh, you're so tall. Go with the flow. And then I'm like, yes, Vovo, yes.
I feel pretty tall. I'm 5'3", and I feel tall.
Yeah, the thing is, I feel tall around here, too. There's only, like, a few people that are, like, not that tall. Well, but, I mean, it's just weird because when we go other places, besides the hometown, we're all midgets, except for Wooks. Wooks is a giant. How you feel? Do you feel like you'd ever step on somebody by accident?
Maybe.
See? This is the problem. We got all these tall people. They're eating all this junk food. And then they're growing. Man, I wish my mother gave me GMOs. And stopped giving me organic stuff. Oh. I want to grow, man. Maybe my voice would have been deeper, too. Because I don't want to just be talking like this on the radio show. You know what I mean? It's going to sound real weird. Because if I start talking like this, then... Everyone gonna start talking like this. Day. Oh, this is roll with the flow, roll with the flow. Got a voice transplant. Be like, hey, it's gonna be crazy.
You see, he has to speak. It's like a high pitched voice. It's like weird.
It's not the same. I don't. It's weird. But I can do it deep if I want to. But it sounds a little weird.
So that's how people that you don't feel comfortable that people are growing up.
The thing is, I'm not even an adult yet, but until a few months.
I'm talking about
Young Link. Okay.
I'll be 8.
Hey, young blood. Chill.
Next month.
Next month, I'll be 8. I didn't even notice that.
Don't give out your birthday, Wooks. Bunch of creep weirdos on this thing. Little pedos. I love my supporters and fans. So, the thing is, we're all cool. We're chilling, you know what I mean? Oh, shoot, we should have did a photo shoot for change our fixture. Remember when we said we're going to do that? We got to do that eventually, but my pimples are popping real bad, and it's not a good thing.
That's not good, because...
Yeah, we got so much stuff to do, too, and we got places to go. Because finally, quarantine's going to be over, and guess what? I ate 2 s'mores, and 20 pimples popped up all over my face. These things shot up like a volcano. They go, and one of them just was popping by itself. I was just working out, right? And it just oozed out pus. I looked in the mirror and I was like, disgusting. Ew. I don't want to hear it either. I don't even want to remember that.
Can you stop?
Especially, like, it was
also nice. I got my room redone.
That's beautiful.
It's absolutely stunning. See, all right, so I got a new bed. My dressers are different. I rearranged it. So, what?
Are you kidding me?
What happened?
We don't have that.
What?
The supporters better just keep watching those ads.
What do you mean?
What are you talking about?
I'm going to get
I know. It's like so bad. The thing is, she keeps saying she got a bed.
She lives in
a sleeping bag.
A sleeping bag.
We got a new one for her. We got an orange one.
Are you okay? Okay, yeah.
Keep giving us money and supporting us. We need it. Yeah, she got the sleeping bag.
A Gucci.
No.
Yeah, she says she wants some Louis on the wall. Are you kidding me? You think we got money for some Louis? Why don't I get a Portuguese guy and say, hey, Louis, what's up? And then let him support.
You slapped my leg, man.
I didn't mean to.
Have fingers on my leg.
I just have big hands.
It's like...
Hard. They used to call me Michael Jordan back in my day.
Slap me hard and say I'm living in a sleeping bag.
You live in a sleeping
bag? Oh my God.
You think this is a house? This is a shack.
Oh my God.
That's how we need some money for the podcast.
Okay. Yeah, we live in a shack.
Exactly.
And he sleeps in a box.
I sleep in a... Wait.
And she lays on top of her clock.
No, that's uncomfortable. She doesn't do it. She just thing she is she just floor, no, no, she with some them. Blankets with some blankets. See, the thing is, no, with my blanket, box,
she has leaves. What are you talking about? That's what you want to talk about. You want to go this far? I'm gonna go this far.
Dude, stop her exposing us.
It's leaves.
Yeah, and the spiders crawling up us the walls every day.
Oh my God.
Please support please support us.
And she has we love her hair as a pillow.
Exactly. Nothing new. So, yeah, we're not that poor. We're just saying that so you support us, but we're not going to tell you what's really going on in our lives.
I was trying exactly. to tell you them that I'm getting my
room. Well, everything else is pretty much true. But, yeah, she is getting her room. You mean our shack. Oh, redone.
And shack.
But whatever you want to call it.
Stop jumping on
but
my
the
bed.
Thing is, we don't.
And I got these fluffy covers in a blanket. And I got these
fluffy covers.
Oh my gosh.
Sleep bag.
Confidence and pillow. And I got like my desk is moved.
Dude, she says she got a pillow, but like it's really just a rock. She says it's nice.
Louis Vuitton wall coming in on Monday.
She said Louis Vuitton. She means Louis Vuitton. Why are you being so loud? Can you turn that down? We're in a studio, man. That was very pleasant. Thing is, we love to scream at people because they deserve it sometimes. So yeah, this is just the joy of growing up.
This is why we don't leave the windows open.
Nah, we don't.
Nah, nah. Nah.
Yeah.
Nah.
So.
Anyways, that's like the end of it. It's kind of long, so. Excuse me.
All right.
We're about to go up.
You gotta say it like this. Roll with the flow.
DJ AC.
And Luke's.
And
we out.
Wait, we weren't even doing it about shy people.
Shh. We went all over.
It's okay.
Like Villanova.